or your money back. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World, and an exciting one indeed. We're going to kick things off by checking in with Alan Squindo from RM Auctions. He's going to be telling us about yet another cool auction happening in Monterey, upcoming in the next 10 days or so. And Auto World Radio will be there reporting and gathering up lots of stuff to be broadcast later. And actually, that weekend of Pebble Beach, we will be live 2 weeks from today. With God's help. Also coming up on in this hour of the broadcast, perhaps our representative from Mazda is going to be joining us to bring us up to speed on the latest within the Mazda brand, the Mazda Speed lineup of products. Also give us a little preview of the historic races which are held at the Laguna Seca Raceway, which is, branded or had been branded the Mazda Laguna Seca Raceway for many, many years. Also joining us in this hour of the broadcast, Bill Maloney, who was the original motorsports reporter for this show, you know, a long, long time ago. This show has been on the air 19 years, so going way back to the early days, he was my motorsports reporter, and since then he's now retired, but not completely out of the automotive industry. He is the producer of a television show, the number one automotive television show in Hawaii called Ohana Road, and also writes for the major newspaper there in Honolulu. He has his own column about cars called A Bunch of Maloney. Bill Maloney is the gentleman's name. But right now, we've got a trivia question out there, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going back in television history, in exotic car history. What type of Ferrari did Mr. Tom Selleck, as Magnum P.I., utilize in that television series? Let's go to John, joining us on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Hey there, John. Welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Well, it's good to be here this afternoon, Bob, and your audience, and enjoying the question. Also enjoying the folks you've had on talking about the various auctions coming up. My goal is to win the Iowa lottery, then show up out there and with a truck.
Very good. I like that.
In the meantime, let's talk about the Ferrari 308.
Excellent.
Which is what Tom Selleck drove in those days.
Yeah, he certainly did. It is one of the most popular Ferraris of all time, and 100% correct, Tom. So hang on the line, and Kyle will get all of your information, and we're going to send you out a prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, and I'll root for you to win that lottery out there, and hopefully your dream will come true one of these days. Thanks so much for being with us, and don't be a stranger. Call us again.
We certainly will.
Let's talk to another representative of a wonderful auction out there in Monterey Land. This is the RM auction, which is one of the hallmark auctions, as far as I'm concerned. They've been around for a long, long time in Monterey and always put on a great show. Alan Squindo, auction specialist, thanks for being a part of our broadcast. How you doing?
Doing just fine. Thanks for having me, Bob.
A great venue for your event there. It's a nighttime event, downtown Monterey. The staging that you do is phenomenal, in the way that you have the vehicles kind of coming into the ballroom at the Portola Hotel, and lots of excitement, and you actually have to put up fences to keep people away because there's that much excitement.
You're absolutely right. And right, it's in Monterey, California, at the Portola Hotel. And the exciting thing is we have a preview that's ongoing beginning on the 17th of this month. So you'll see the cars in the lobby, in the various ballrooms. And then, as you said, the cars during the auction kind of come out from the fountain area, through the streets, and up into the ballrooms. And with all the cameras rolling and the lights and everything, it's quite exciting and a spectacle.
Absolutely. And over the years, RM has really set some amazing records with this particular sale. I know there are many important sales for RM during the course of the year. The sale in Arizona at the Biltmore is always a big one. The Amelia Island sale is always a big one. Some of your European sales are huge. But there's something very special about this sports car auction in Monterey every year.
You're absolutely right. And we started there are auctions around the world over the course of the year. We just left St. John's in Michigan, formerly known as Meadowbrook. But Monterey we're excited to come back to. Last year, Monterey, we did $67 million worth of sales, 95% sell-through rate, and our restoration shop clinched its fourth best of show in 10 years. So I think, you know, we're very excited for the lineup of cars this year, and we think it's going to be a particularly exciting one.
Absolutely, and that's another thing that really separates your company from all the other auction companies is the guys that started RM Auction, Rob Myers and company there, it started as a restoration business and became an auction business later, and you guys have a world-class restoration facility, and like you say, you with the record that you have there at Pebble Beach, winning best of show so many times is just a testimony to the great work that you guys do.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate that. We're going to be coming back again this year with a number of exciting and surprising show cars for display and for judging at Pebble Beach. And the lineup of cars really rivals that as well. We have 145 lots this year. 16 cars, the estimates are above $1 million. So, you know, for your listeners out there who are interested in tuning in online at rmauctions.com, I think it'll be a particularly exciting year.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the special vehicles. Of course, it is the 125th anniversary of Mercedes-Benz, and in celebration of that, you've arranged for a spectacular collection of different 540 Ks to be sold at this event. And for those who love Mercedes and older Mercedes, this is kind of the it car. It's definitely a looker and a great performer.
It really is, and those eight-cylinder supercharged cars from the 30s are really at the pinnacle of desirable cars people are looking for these days, and I guess always really have. We have about 13 Mercedes-Benz this year, 300 SL Roadster, Gullwing, the types of cars people really expect to see at Monterey. But in addition to that, we do have those five supercharged eight-cylinder cars. The highlight of which is from the collection of Sam and Emily Mann. It's the 1937 540K Special Roadster, which you'll recall won Best of Show at Amelia Island this year, or I'm sorry, I think it was last year. At any rate, these cars they were all inspected by the Mercedes-Benz Classic Center in Germany to determine matching numbers, originality, et cetera. And they're really terrific examples, every one of them. There are three Roadsters, a Sport Cabriolet A, and a Special Coupe, and they're all kind of unique and different in their own right.
And Ferraris, of course, are synonymous with the happenings in Monterey, and you guys over the years have sold so many wonderful Ferraris, and once again, you've got an outstanding collection, including some racing Ferraris. Tell us about some of the special Ferraris that you're offering for this year.
Well, that's right. RM really prides itself in the Ferrari sales. We hold 7 of the top 10 records for that particular mark. And we have 18 Ferraris in Monterey this year. As far as the racing Ferraris go, we have a 340 Mexico Berlinetta. You'll recall we sold one of the other sister cars from the Carrera Panamericana in Amelia Island for about $4.5 million earlier this year. This is arguably one of the best 340 Mexicos. We've also got a 750 Monza with Phil Hill racing history and other luminaries. And then from the collection of Skip Barber, we have the 250 GT short wheelbase Pironetta Competizione. So as far as racing Ferraris go, and also regular road going Ferraris, if they can use the word regular with Ferraris, there's really some authentic stuff.
Excellent. Alan, stay with us. We've got more all about the RM auctions coming up in Monterey after these messages.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, the Cadillac Coupe everybody's talking about, presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Hagerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
Cadillac's all-new coupe is offered in both base and CTS-V form, packing both beauty and brawn. Clay Dean is design director for Cadillac.
What you're going to see is different wheels. You'll see a different hood. You'll see different fascia and grille, different unique rear exhaust. A little bit of difference inside with the trim and the seats. 556 horsepower.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Lawn.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're telling you all about the extravaganza that's happening. Not that far from now. It's the big events happening at Monterey during Car Week. Some people call it now. It used to be called just the weekend. It's just definitely now a week-long series of events. And Alan Squindo is with us from the RM Auction Company. We're talking about some of the special vehicles that his company is going to be offering. And this one caught my eye. Here's a car company that a lot of our younger listeners definitely have never heard of. It's from 1932. It's a Marmon, and it's a two-door, and it's a 12-cylinder vehicle. And this particular one is a prototype. Tell our listeners around North America about this one, Alan.
You're right. It's a particularly special car, and it's a prototype, as you say, 12-cylinder Marmon. Marmon is really one of the car companies that define the classic era in terms of luxury, but unlike, let's say, Packard or Duesenberg, lesser known to modern collectors, or to younger collectors, I should say. This one has really well-known ownership history. It's won multiple awards. And Beverly Ray Times, as you'll recall, the very well-respected automotive historian, documented this car very carefully. And it's got a number of one-off special features. And if I recall correctly, I think the young man who designed this car was still in college in Boston at the time in the early 30s. A very influential 12-cylinder Marmon designed by a very young guy.
Great story. Another very interesting vehicle here. Everybody tends to love Bugattis, whether they're the new ones or the classic ones. Here's a 1935 Bugatti Type 57, painted in an unusual color. I've never seen a Bugatti painted this particular kind of shade of almost mustard yellow. What can you tell us about this particular Bugatti?
That's a car I like a lot. There's a lot of great early Swiss history. It's a special car in that it's a Grand Raid Roadster. You'll see very few cars with that coachwork, much less by Warblaufen in Switzerland. The first owner was a gentleman in Geneva, I believe, who had the car, who commissioned the car's construction after seeing another car like it at a car show. He won Best of Show in Geneva in those days. And the car was hidden for a number of years before it was fully restored with help from the Swiss Coachville Registry and Fritz Rennseier. So that car is very well-known history. It's one of only two in that unique roadster style, and it's won a number of awards in period and now. So you're right. It's a very unique Type 57. You'll rarely see one like this.
Do you expect that vehicle to go for some significant dollars? Anything Bugatti, of course, is going to bring in a lot of money, but do you think this is going to be one of the million-dollar-plus vehicles?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Our catalog estimate for that car is $1 million to $1.3 million, and we really think that car deserves that kind of money. It really should be no surprise to see it bring that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles going over the block in Monterey. And by the way, you can log on to the RM Auction Company website and check out a lot of these vehicles. And do you have a digital catalog that can be looked at online or purchased online, Alan?
You're absolutely right, and there's no purchase required. You can look at all of our lot listings page by page, one by one, or you can just click where it says digital catalog on rmauctions.com, and you can flip through it just like you would a real catalog in your hand. So that's definitely a way of doing it. And I think the only thing more interactive we have than that is live online viewing, and it's live streaming from California, and I think that's a lot of fun. It's a good way of staying involved with the auction.
Absolutely. And another thing I always applaud you folks with is the fact that the catalogs that you produce for all your events are true collector's items. And, you know, they're great reference materials for journalists like myself, and the photography and the writing in them are nothing but spectacular. I mean, I applaud you guys in doing such a wonderful job with all of your catalogs.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. We do have an in-house full production team for that, for the cataloging. We have in-house graphic designers, in-house writers, full library, and along with the help of all the specialists in our press department, our advertising department, we really have a very large operation, and that's really what it takes to pull off a two-book, 145-car auction in very short order.
Let's tell everybody about a 1965, another unusual car. This is a Mercer Cobra Roadster. Definitely a vehicle I'm not familiar with. So, Alan, tell me and everybody else about this vehicle.
This is actually one of my favorites in the auction, and I think mainly because of its extraordinary Virgil Exner history. It comes from the Lyon collection, the Lyon family collection in California, from which we also have three of those Mercedes I was speaking about earlier. The Copper Development Association in those days commissioned to have this car built. Virgil Exner worked together with, I believe, an Italian coach builder, used a Cobra chassis, and then cloaked in this beautiful, very unique, wild, something you really expect from the Exners type coach work. And so combined with the power, the styling, a lot of the copper trim, it's a really wild-looking car, and it was featured in Automobile Quarterly in 1964. I really encourage anybody to check out our website to have a look at those photos. And there's a lot of great period photography in our catalog as well.
Let's talk a little bit about something special you're doing in conjunction with Ford, as you've done in the last few years. Edsel Ford has a wonderful foundation that he set up, a juvenile diabetes foundation, and for the past several years you guys have partnered up and auctioned off some special vehicles, and you're doing it again here for 2011. Two very special Ford concept vehicles going over the block, and with the proceeds going to this juvenile diabetes foundation.
You're right. We've sold quite a few cars in conjunction with Ford to benefit the JDRF Foundation. And I think the two we have this year are some of my favorites. The 2001 Ford Thunderbird Sports Roadster concept car. It's an open car, Roadster with that very 60s-esque tonneau cover. Really looks pretty wild-looking car. I'm sure everybody remembers seeing it at the Detroit Auto Show. And then also Lot 120 is a Ford Shelby GR1 concept platform, basically a modern envisioning of the old Cobra Daytona Coupe. It's a very wild car. There was a TV show done about it. That one in particular, though, is the concept platform, so it isn't a running and driving model, but we expect to see it in a private collection at some point or in a museum collection where it'll be on display.
And again, reminding folks that years ago, a lot of these vehicles were either squirreled away by car company executives only to kind of reemerge 30 or 40 years later, or they were crushed, unfortunately.
The concept cars, absolutely. And we think we have a lot of collectors or a handful of select collectors who really made it their mission to find these cars that were pretty much doomed for a long life, and have since been restored and are competing very successfully in Concours events. And the Mercer Cobra is one of those cars. It's a Dodge Fire Arrow 3 concept car, which was Betty Skelton, the female race car driver, set a record in that car. That was another example of that. And we also have the Chrysler Delegance, the only one in the world, which Virgil Exner told us personally that was one of his father's favorite cars.
Those are
cars we really have to be grateful that have been saved.
Absolutely. Alan, thank you for your time. RMauctions.com is the website. Straight ahead, more of Auto World. Don't go away.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live. Thanks for joining us here. This is Auto World all across North America from coast to coast to border. We so appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time. We are scheduled to be joined for a brief visit from a gentleman in Hawaii who has a TV show. He's producer and founder, creator of the show Ohana Road, and also writes for a newspaper in Honolulu, but we're having a little bit of phone problems getting a hold of Bill Maloney. So that makes way for our regularly scheduled guest here, and this gentleman, no stranger to the airwaves here at Auto World. I've known this guy for a long, long time, and he has done lots of great work in the automotive industry, and right now is communications director for Mazda Speed. Dean Case, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Well, good, Bob.
Well, we've got to all the Monterey happenings around the bend, and that means lots of action going to be happening up at Laguna Seca.
Yeah, it's a very busy week in the entire Monterey Peninsula and Mazda race to Laguna Seca in particular for the Monterey. The new name, you always have to get it right, the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion.
That's right, exactly, because the former gentleman behind the original Monterey Historic, Steve Earle, I believe, started a different event, which is held at the Infineon Raceway. But thanks for that reminder, and once again, Mazda has had a great relationship with that track. How many years has Mazda been involved with the Laguna Seca track?
I think it's been about a decade when it went from being Laguna Seca to Monster Raceway Laguna Seca.
That's great. And certainly when you look at the history of that track and the drivers that have participated over the years, and also, you know, the number of great new car testing and unveils that have been unleashed there at that raceway, if it could talk, it would have a whole lot of stories to tell.
Oh, yeah. The track is just amazing. The heritage there is going back over 50 years now. It's, you know, it's basically a who's who. With the exception of probably our friends in NASCAR and NHRA, anybody who's ever raced has probably raced at Monster Raceway or, you know, the predecessor of Laguna Seca at one time or another.
Let's talk a little bit about the latest with Mazda Speed and the motorsports program. Mazda is so entrenched in racing. As I always say, it's part of the DNA of the brand, and always love to put out this little factoid that every weekend there are more Mazdas being raced around the country than any other vehicle, and that's a big statement to make.
It's a big statement, and it's a business response. So we've got about 9,000 people who race there, be it a MX-5 Miata, RX-7s, Proteges, Mazda 3s. We're going to see a lot of Mazda 2s on the track probably in the next year or two. We've got a lot of club racers, and that's what the heart and soul of Mazda is, the club racer.
Mm-hmm. And certainly you guys have done just a wonderful job with your ladder program. Explain that a little bit for our listeners here on Auto World, how it all began and the way that it is shaping up now for this particular season.
Well, the comparison is we've been making it a little bit to baseball from the standpoint of you don't just start out in the major leagues. You have to go through the minor leagues, AA and AAA. And racing's the same way, but it's not a clear path. And there's not necessarily, if you race in this series, it will get you someplace else. I mean, it's all on your own. And it's a struggle. And unlike other sports, you know, the equipment they use in minor league baseball is identical to what they use in major league. But in racing, every time you move up a level, the equipment goes up, you know, faster. And unfortunately, it's much more expensive every level you go up. So Mazda's put together a ladder on both the open wheel and closed wheel side where if you win a championship with Mazda Power, we will promote you up to the next level the following year. So whoever wins this year, Skip Barber, you know, the BF Goodrich Skip Barber National presented by Mazda, will be racing next year in the Cooper Tires USF 2000 Championship powered by Mazda. That champion was at the Star of Mazda. We've got similar things on the closed wheel side. So in the 5 years we've been doing this, we have actually funded 26 years of racing, you know, 26 seasons for individual drivers.
And what are some of the things that the sponsorship of racing, what are some of the things it has done for the Mazda brand? Certainly, I think it's done a great way of reinforcing the fact that, you know, Zoom Zoom sporting heritage is part of all Mazda OEM new vehicles. And I think it's done a great thing for the brand in just showing Mazda's belief in motorsports being a great testing ground for production vehicles. There's no other way to say it.
Well, on the production side, you know, we have design improvements we've made on, you know, the last 2 years on MX-5 and RX-8 based on things we've learned on the racetrack. But a lot of it is just we know that the people who are spending their own money to go out and club race, these are the hardcore enthusiasts. They are the car geek in their neighborhood, and they're the ones who they come to. You know, if you live outside of, you know, the car mecca industry-wise of Detroit or Southern California, you may not know somebody who works for a car company, but you probably know somebody who races, or you know the guy who's always got a car out in the driveway every Saturday. He's working on it, and that's the person you ask for advice on what you're going to buy. And we think that we have a lot of influence with those people because of our strong support for grassroots.
And over the last 5 years or so, lots of great stories have emerged from the ladder program. I mean, a lot of these young kids that got into it have really moved up the ladder, and some of them have moved on to some really great things.
We were looking at this year, I think it was 20% of the Indy 500 field has raced with Mazda.
Wow.
Graham Rahal raced with us. Marco Andretti raced with us. Simone DiSilvestro. J.R. Hildebrand, James Hinchcliffe, all those guys have raced with us in years past. So we're going to have a lot of excitement. We're doing a season wrap-up in Baltimore for F2000, and we were trying to tell some of the local media there that, you know, with our race, you know, you're going to see some of the drivers are running in the 2016 Indy 500. We just don't know which ones will make it. You know, it's the future. We've got another one that's kind of funny, the baseball analogy. And I minimal about baseball, but we have now the new team owner in MX5, a guy named C.J. Wilson, who's a pitcher for the Texas Rangers.
Oh, cool.
In the All-Star game. And he's already planning, you know, the lifespan for major league pitchers is not that long. And so once, you know, he's already envisioning 5 or maybe 10 years from now when he's no longer highly sought after as a pitcher, he's going to transition to become a race driver, and he's going to do it with Mazda. He's already set up his own team in MX5 Cup, so that's really cool.
Oh, that definitely is. So what's the next big event on the racing agenda for the Mazda series of events?
Well, I mean, August, you know, obviously you mentioned the Monterey weekend. We're going to be pulling out 4 of the most significant four-rotor race cars Mark ever built.
These oh, wow.
Cars that won, the 787B that won Le Mans, not the sister car, the car has been mechanically prepped. It's still the original paint job, so it's all the nicks and scratches and everything on it. But it's been mechanically prepped, and it will run along with a 787 that ran in both 90 and 91. We're going to have the championship-winning four-rotor RX-7 GTO car from IMSA 92, and we're going to have the RX-792P, the GTP car. So we're going to have 4 of the most significant four-rotor cars ever. And this may be the first time all 4 of those have been together at the same time, same place. So that's going to be very cool and very loud.
Definitely. And when we come back on the other side, we'll find out more from Dean Case all about the goings-on in Monterey at the Mazda Raceway at Laguna Seca, and we'll talk more about the ladder program. This is Auto World.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Attention homeowners. Are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Vendors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Vendors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We are back. Thank you for joining us. We'll throw out a last-minute trivia question here, and we'll make it a Mazda trivia question. Give me the name of another Mazda rotary-powered vehicle besides the RX-7 or the RX-8. Back in the early days of Mazda, there were a couple of other rotary-powered machines sold here in the U.S. in pretty limited numbers, but see if someone is smart enough to come up with that answer. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Dean Case is with us, Mazda Speed Communications Manager, telling us all about the happenings in Monterey, as well as telling us a little bit about how the season's been going for Mazda Speed and all the motorsports activities, the ladder series. And Dean, another thing we should touch on, and I know we've talked about it in the past, I mean, going back to that statement about more and more people are driving Mazdas on racetracks and doing track events and any other brand, and certainly a very inexpensive way to get into the hobby is to do autocrossing, and that's something you can do in your daily driver.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the most affordable form of racing, because if you're not familiar with autocrossing, it's, you know, around pylons in the parking lot. So unless you get completely nothing to hit, so all you're basically going to do is consume some tires. And even that, a lot of times, you know, you buy one set of tires just for your autocrossing than your regular set. So very affordable, and we pay contingency on that. At the high level, one of the biggest events in the country is the FCCA Solo Nationals back in Nebraska. They moved around. Is it Nebraska or is it Kansas? It's bounced around a couple of times. I think it's in Nebraska these days. But look at over 1,200 cars for that.
Wow. And
there's classes for everything. So it doesn't matter when you've got a box stock vehicle or a highly modified. I mean, they have small formula cars running in AMOD, so they've got classes for everything.
And another interesting little side note, I just always love to bring this up because he's such a cool guy, Robert Davis, one of the senior product planners for Mazda, always a great interview at the International Auto Shows. he puts his money where his mouth is. I mean, he's got his own team racing an RX-8, and it's not company money. It's his own money.
Oh, yeah. Robert, he partners with the guys over at Mother's Polishes, and they have a team they race in the NASA, National Autosport Association. They run, I guess, roughly 3 or 4 RX-8s, and they've got 2 guys running in Spec Me Auto. And they've won a couple of NASA national championships with it. Robert's a very, very good driver. In fact, he'll be driving one of the four-rotors up at the Monterey Motorsports Reunion next week as well. So I believe we have one of the drivers, original factory drivers from Japan coming over, but all the other cars are going to be driven by Mazda employees because there's a lot of the guys who have competition licenses.
That's great. And certainly on the production side of things, the Mazda continues to do quite well. We've seen the introduction of the new Mazda 2 and the revised Mazda 3 is around the bend. The Mazda Speed 3 is just a wonderful vehicle. And I know we got a new sport utility not that far down the road. So lots of good things happening in that department as well.
Oh, it's very busy, very busy. I'm not sure who travels more, me going to the races or the other guys going to the auto shows, other events and everything else.
That's great. So after the happenings up in Monterey, what's the next big thing on the docket for Dean?
Well, September is basically the month of season finales. We're going to be at Baltimore, which will be the season finale for USF 2000, but we'll also a race for Star Mazda and ALMS. The following week, then, if I got this in order, we'll have the NASA National Championships at Mid-Ohio. The following week after that, we'll have the Star Mazda season finale at Mazda Raceway along with ALMS. And we've got the SCCA runoff at Road America. And then we've got the following week after that, we'll have Petit Le Mans, which will be the season finale for MX5 Cup and ALMS. And, back up the same week while we're racing at Mazda Raceway with ALMS and Star Mazda, Grand Am and Continental Tire Challenge will finish up at Mid-Ohio. And then we've got the last finale will be the first week of October at Lime Rock Park for the Skip Barber Nationals. So September, I think we have 5 or 6 weekends in a row, and some of them are split with half the team at one track and half at another. So that's what happens when you've got, 9 different series to cover.
That's right. Ever-growing number of series. And, it must be really cool, as I mentioned earlier, to see some of these, kids that start out in karting and then move up the ladder to the next series and then to the next series. Because, for lots of folks, karting is really where it begins.
Yeah, we got an example. I just looked at the results up from Three Rivers. They were running a doubleheader for Star Bonds this weekend. Today's winner was Connor De Felipe, who just turned 18, just graduated from high school. We met him when he was, 14. We won our karting shootout with Skip Barber. He didn't even have a driver's license at that point. And, at that point in his life, he was a young kid. Now he's a very nice, poised young man. No telling how far up he's going to move, but he's won a Star Mazda race today.
And that's just an amazing accomplishment to win the Star Mazda category. Tell our listeners a little bit about the vehicles that are utilized in the Star Mazda class.
That one, it's a carbon fiber tub with a stock Mazda Renesis rotary engine. So we take the RX-8 engine and slightly detune it for longevity such that the team can run the same motor all season long without having to even do a rebuild. Because the issue with racing is just trying to keep the cost affordable. Even at that, to run all the travel, team support, and everything, to run a season at Star Mazda is over $250,000. So it's not cheap racing.
Absolutely. And tell us, once the season is over and the winners have been announced, what do these winners get?
Well, like I said, all of them get the bump up to the series above. So the Star Mazda champions. Now we have a partnership this year, which is unique. We've kind of taken the Mazda Speed Motorsports ladder, and on the open wheel side, worked a partnership with the folks at IndyCar. Now it's the Mazda Road to Indy.
Mm-hmm.
So the Star Mazda champion will go to the Firestone Indy Lights, and then the Firestone Indy Lights champion will go to the IZOD IndyCar series.
That's great.
So basically, you can start in karts, and if you keep winning is key, you can eventually move up to IndyCars.
Oh, that's going to be great. So are you going to be up in Monterey for all the festivities?
I will actually not be in Monterey myself because I'm heading to Detroit. Mazda's hosting a table at the Motorsports Hall of Fame of America gala in Detroit. So here again, divide and conquer. Some of my teammates will be there in Monterey. I'll be back there in September for the ALMS.
Excellent.
Star Mazda weekend.
Now, I've been spending a lot of time recently in Detroit on my automotive radio network project. So lots of great car people still there. I hope to see that city start to do a little bit better because, as you said, you know, California and Detroit, you know, no matter how you slice it, it is still the center of the automotive world here in America.
It is. I mean, Detroit's got great resources there, great people, great companies, a lot of suppliers there. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why don't we give out all the websites? I know you've got a whole ton to plug here, so why don't we give out the best websites for Mazda Speed and for the Racing Series and for Mazda in general, whatever you'd like to give out, my friend, be my guest.
Well, probably just the simple one, MazdaUSA.com. You can follow that for the motorsports, but what we've been doing a lot is on Facebook. I mean, we've been doing updates every race weekend, so if you follow Mazda Speed Motorsports on Facebook, we got over 10,000 fans, and that's something that we do internally. We didn't hire that out to anyone. When you see postings from a race, that's myself or Jim Jordan or John Doonan, one of us posting. We take the photos, we post it all in real time because we try to stay connected with that, try to make it, you know, if fans have a question, we'll go find the driver, the team owner, the engineer, whatever, and ask them.
Absolutely.
That's how we're really trying to do a lot of the interaction. That's why it's fun to do, like, radio shows like yours because, you know, it's back and forth. It's two-way conversation.
Exactly. Yeah, that's one of the great things as far as I'm concerned about radio. It's a wonderful medium, and unfortunately in today's video-driven world, sometimes it gets overlooked, but radio is way cooler. There's no other way to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, you're always a pleasure to chat with, and look forward to getting another update from you real soon, Dean. Keep up the good work, and hope to see you, my friend, real soon.
Okay. Talk in person or on the radio.
All right. Sounds good. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Motor. I was going to say another name of my shows. I do so many shows, but this is the only show that counts. It's Auto World, and I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.